And the last several years I've been on this caregiving journey, and it's a time of transition for me right now, but I am still committed to being a blogger, being a podcaster, and just spreading the love and the light and the hope of God with every post. And that's what B Channel is all about: blessing, edifying, and encouraging others to live their best lives. And that's what I try to do.
Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it. Hey, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. And I am your host, your favorite Jersey girl, Shira Renee. Now, in this episode, I had the pleasure of sitting down with Miss Amber Johnson. And Amber is a caregiver. She's a blogger and a fellow podcaster. She is the content creator behind the B Channel, which can be found on YouTube. And B stands for Blessing, Edifying, and Encouraging Others to Live Their Best Lives. Her mission is to spread the love, light, and hope of God with every post. And for those of you who have been listening to the show, you know that this aligns with the Blemished Beauty Podcast all too well. So take a listen to this episode as we dive into her experience of being a caretaker and what it's like being a light during her current transition. This episode is titled Being a Light in Transition, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey Amber, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. So tell the people who you are and all about your B channel, and just give them a little bit about you, a little information.
Hey, so my name is Amber. I'm from Philly. I'm 35 years old. And, the last several years I've been on this caregiving journey, and, it's a time of transition for me right now, but I am still committed to being a blogger, being a podcaster, and just spreading the love and the light and the hope of God with every post. And that's what B Channel is all about: blessing, edifying, and encouraging others to live their best lives. And that's what I try to do.
I love that. Blessing. What do you say? Blessing, educating, and edifying others.
Edifying and encouraging.
Oh, blessings, edifying, and educating others. Education is so important. And I just did an episode about writing your obituary and the importance of being the person that you want to see, and just showing up into spaces, taking up space, and the importance of not only healing others, but teaching people how to do it too, because there is so much going on with social media and the crazy ratchet TV that I love, but it's not positive. And, we have platforms like yours and mine's that are positive, but we don't get the likes and the views and the shares and the subscribers that Ratchet TV gets, right? But it's important to make sure that when you do have these platforms, that you do educate people and you do give them something of substance, because with everything that's going on in the world, you need those things to keep you grounded. So I'm glad that you have a channel like that, because people need that. People really need that. And you'd be surprised how many people are going through dark times and they smile. That's what the Blemished Beauty Podcast is about: being beautiful on the outside, but you're broken on the inside. And a lot of us will say we're fine and we're smiling and we have our hair done and, all the aesthetics is, top tier. But behind closed doors, we're a hot mess. And, it's important to really tap into owning our scars and really being okay that it's okay not to be okay. So
yeah.
I want you to tell the people, you know, how important it is to be a light. And I don't know if you want to talk about, like, you know, what you recently experienced and how you have continued to be, because you said you were in transition, how you are continuing to show up in spite of your recent transition.
Well, first, I want to go back to what you said about the obituary and then the scars, because that really is deep, because I just had two episodes that really highlighted those two things. Last week's episode was about, the week before that, on the 14th, I put out an episode on November 14th about legacy and why that matters. So it's just so funny that you brought that up. And that's what the lady was telling us about, like, trying to leave a legacy behind, also making it easier for the people that we leave behind. Yeah. And then the next lady I just had on for the 28th, we were talking about bridging the gap between the Black church and mental health. Wow. So it's just funny that you said all of that, because it was like, wow. And in between that, I was talking about the power of advocacy. So it was a lot of really good conversations the last few weeks on my podcast. And really, it's just like, I went through a lot, because, like, for the better part of the last 12 years, just to make a long story short, I was taking care of my daddy alongside my mom. And then the last 7 years were really grueling in particular. And on October 9th, he unfortunately passed away. So we're just walking through that, and I'm just grateful that I got through my first holiday. I got through Thanksgiving, and it was like, I was just so thankful that he allowed me to get through the first one. So I'm like, all right, now we got a few more occasions to go, and let's see how I do with this. But just taking it one day at a time. And, you know, I've been sharing with other podcasts about, you know, that grief journey, what that's really like, hospice, end of life, what all that stuff is really like. And it's just, it's a wild ride, y'all. It's a wild ride. So talk about scars. It's like that leaves a scar when somebody leaves this earth. It leaves a scar.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people feel like it's instant. You know what I mean? Like, for the people that are not in the first few of the funeral, y'all can just show up to the funeral, show up to the repast, and then go on about your life. But now, for the ones that's in the first row, now we have to cultivate a new way of normal, a new life without.
Right.
And we don't know what that looked like. And for me, I'm a person who's very analytical. I need to have everything, my I's dotted and my T's crossed. So when I get into a space where I don't have any control, or I don't know, you know, how to navigate this, I get cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So
yes.
Grief on top of that is, that comes in waves. And that is not something that you can just, oh, it's been a couple of months, she should be fine. No, it could be the littlest thing. It could be, you said October. It could be February 2nd. And I start bawling all over again, because there is no way to properly let it all out. It's slow leaking. So, like, if you take a balloon full of water and then you poke a hole in it, you'll see it slowly leak. It's not all of it, but it slowly leak. And then you take another pin and you put another hole on the opposite side. That's what grief looks like. It doesn't always pop when everybody,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So
be
kind, because you still show up in these spaces and you have these educational podcasts, and the whole time, at any moment, it could just hit you. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
that's not just with podcasting. That's just with life in general. People actually are going through real life stuff, and we are taking advantage of good people, and you don't know how much time you have with these people. And then when they are removed from you, whether it is on their own or without, you know, your knowledge, then you sitting there looking like, oh man, this was a good person. Time is not like money. You can't just go back to work and just make it all back. Like, once you lose time, you know, it's something that you might have regret over, especially if you didn't have the time. Like my grandmother passed in 2000. And I was 13. And you know, at 13, I know me at 13. I was a little smart mouth. And I understand what you were going through because my mom was her caregiver. And we had to go up to hospice and care for her. And it was like watching her. She had so much like a full face, like she was my twin. She had a full face. And then seeing her from a full face to a shell of herself, very frail, very fragile. Mm-hmm. And my mom would show up every day because she had to show up. Me, I had a choice. I was 13. I don't want to see her like that. I'm not showing up. But when she passed, it was like, wow, I should have showed up more. We should have had more conversations because now when I need her the most, those conversations would have helped me. They would have kept me. They would have grounded me. And, you know, we have to take advantage of the time that we have with the people that we love because we don't know when it's going to be our last day or their last day.
Yeah, that's so true because me and my mom say like we don't have a lot of regrets. We don't have all that because we did everything we know we could do for him. We loved on him and we just had really a lot of privilege in that hospice moment because some people have to go see the person and have to adhere to those visiting hours, but we had him at home with us. So, you know, we just walked through that with him and we told him we loved him and thank him for being a good husband, a good father, thank him for the memories and just sharing the memories and telling him God loves him and just like having the prayer videos on, the scripture videos on.
Love it.
So it was helpful. And like in reference to what you said about not being able to say certain things, I have decided that when the time is right, I went to Target, went down to the good old Target, bought me some really pretty journals, not the spiral notebook, like a nice pretty journal with big pages. And I said, you know what, when the time is right, and if certain milestones come up and I feel like I need to say something and I don't want to just say it to the air, I can write it. And so that is what I'm like, I'm gonna dedicate those journals to him. And I got that idea really from, I don't know if you heard of the Book of John Gray. It was a reality show. And at the end of every show, he had this nice leather bound journal and this pen and he would write to his father. So I was like, hey, why not? So,
oh, wow.
You know, just like we pray a journal to God, we can talk to our loved ones like they're like, hey, it's been such and such months and I'm feeling like this, or I'm missing you, or I thought about you or something. So we'll see whenever I feel led. I'm not going to force myself or rush it, but whenever I feel led to write, instead of just saying something, that's an option. So consider that.
Yeah. When I lost my uncle last year, I did an episode, you know, in dedication to him because I was so amazed and I was so full emotionally to see how many lives he touched. And that's why I wanted to do the episode about writing your obituary, because it's important to live a good life, you know, and it's not about people are always, they will never remember what you did, but they will always remember how you made them feel. And that was one of the things that was constant about every person that got up on the mic to talk about him. They were talking about how he made them feel. And that was just so profound to me because everybody had the same story. He made them feel seen. He made them feel loved. He made them feel heard. And that is things that people don't really say too much, especially, you know, in this world. You know, with so much negativity going on and people talking about other people and people using people. So to have really good people, those are the ones that you should really hold close. And I love that you have those journals because you can go back to it and then you can put like, there's so many different ways you can do it. You can put like the little, you know how the Bibles have the tabs? And you can put the tab. So when you're feeling sad, you can go read that. Or when you're feeling like a happy, you can read the happy moments or whatever the case may be. So there's so many different ways that you can use that to channel that. And that's an amazing thing that you took that, because you might not want to put that on air. But then at the same time, you might want to do an episode because that might help somebody else. you know?
Yeah. And one thing that I have been doing is kind of chronicling how I feel on the Substack platform. And I write notes about grief a lot. So a lot of, like, I get, you know, some responses, people actually responding and sharing how they feel about their own grief journey. So that has been really helpful, because people are just so kind to, like, say, hey, I see you. Like, you know, when you get that comment, it's like, I see you. So it's really something, because I'm like, hey, if you, I say it like this a lot, like, if you're a fellow sojourner on this unwanted journey, you know, I kind of like say that a lot, so that people would just be like, you know, they gravitate toward it because they can understand and they can relate and resonate. And those are the people that you want to connect with. So I've been enjoying that. And, you know, I just, like I said, with the journals, I just kind of have them there just in case I want to write something. They're there. I got some nice, pretty journals. And, you know, just to make it like a special thing, you know. So, like you said, like, you share what you want and then you keep the rest for yourself. But it's important, because people need to know that, you know, it's not what people think. You know, grief is not what people think. Death is not what people think. It's a lot to it. It's very nuanced. And like you said, it could just hit you. Like the littlest thing. Like, I used to tell my dad, hey, I'm gonna put the trash out. And he'd be like, okay. And then, you know, so he could know where I was. Cause he would ask me that. Like, he would say my name sometimes. And he'd be like, I just want to know where you were. So I just started telling him before I went out there. And so the fact that I couldn't do that anymore, and the fact that there was less trash because we weren't taking care of him, there wasn't like all these supplies and things to throw away. So it's like those little things, that's what it gets you. It's not like always the big stuff. And, you know, people think it's just like, oh, the person just be like, oh, I got something to tell you. And they just go. No, it could take days. Like, literally.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
That kind of thing, that angst of not knowing when it's going to happen and you don't want to fall asleep. And those little things, it's so important to let people know, hey, this is what it might be like. This is what you might go through, mm-hmm. you know? So.
That's true. I remember when my uncle passed, he passed literally, my birthday was April 29th and he passed away May 3rd.
Wow.
So he called me and me and him was laughing. He would say happy birthday, because he always called me on my birthday, you know, holidays, all that good stuff. Oh. And I was laughing because he had just got a Facebook page. And I said, what are you know about Facebook, because you can't even text, so what are we doing? And me and him were just, we was cracking up, right? So to think that my birthday was that Saturday and then that Wednesday he passes, it's like, wow, you know. And it was unexpected. So it's like when you have someone who's sick, it doesn't, one doesn't justify the other, one is not better than the other, but mm-hmm. when one is sick, it gives you more time to kind of prepare yourself mentally, right, to ground yourself for what is about to take place. But when you physically have just talked to this person and then you hear a news that they're not here, it's like, that's like a Whoa. Ton of bricks to your chest, right? So that's a whole nother set of emotions compound on top of the grief. So yeah. I definitely get that. I definitely get, you know, the little things. So like on my birthday this year, I didn't get that phone call. And then that reminded me, like, well, this time last year, that was the last time I talked to him, you know? So it does take you back and once you get you to a place where you're just like, okay, so how do we move forward? How do we become? So when I lost my daughter, this is how the podcast was born. I was pregnant and I lost my daughter at 5 months. I had a miscarriage. Oh my goodness. And I decided that I wanted to do something that she could be proud of. I was the type of person that internalized a lot of things and I didn't really speak up for myself. So the podcast is the platform of my coming out of that shell, right? And that whole being beautiful on the outside, but being broken on the inside. So this is my way of taking that misery and turning it into a message and allowing other people that have gone through things to do the same thing, because that's an important thing that we can do too, to honor our loved ones and people that we have lost in some type of way. We can turn our pain into purpose and turn our misery into messages. So you taking that time and the journaling and stuff, you don't know what that could do. That could be a book for somebody. You know what I'm saying? That could
be, I keep hearing that a lot.
Yeah, because, you know, that's something that people deal with. And it's not just grief for a father. It could be grief for anybody. It could be grief for a relationship, just grief in general, right? Grief for what you thought something could have been.
Ooh, that's so good.
It's like you don't know where that can take you. So, you know, just keep writing it down and the Lord is going to definitely talk to you and tell you where he wants you to. Maybe right now the season is just to get it all down, get it all out. And then maybe next time he'll say, okay, now I want you to position it as they say in podcasting, repurpose it. And now I want you to put it into a form for others to use it because you're done with this part of the journey. So, you know, sometimes being a light, it is a beautiful thing. It can be a beautiful thing, but it's heavy, especially when you're going through a dark time. How did you, I know you took some time off from podcasting and stuff once you lost your dad, or did you still get in, you still was just rolling like normal?
So first I want to just talk quickly about what you said about the grief, like with the, how long it took. It was so deep because, like you said, it's an ambiguous grief of what you thought somebody's life would look like. So we had to grieve him not being who we thought he would be in these years. Then we had the anticipatory grief, knowing that he was going. And then it felt like there was no grief left. So it kind of felt like numb at first. And then it all starts to hit you. It all starts to hit you at different times. And that was a lot. And so, like you said, maybe it is a book, but it's like, it's just so much. It's just so much. Like, and then what you were saying about how your uncle was in terms of how he was, and it, like, that's his legacy, right? So my daddy's legacy, I feel like everybody that talked was talking about how encouraging he was. So I said, that's where I get it from. And in my name, Amber, one of the definitions is light. So it's like, what choice do I have but to try to keep going? And you were saying, like, how did I get through it? Therapy, I started that back in April because I just had a feeling that something was going to happen. I don't know. It just felt like something was going to happen. I was like, I better start now, at least trying to date these therapists and see how I feel with different ones and things like that. And so still kind of going through their process and, you know, journaling and everything, praying, praise and worship music, staying in my devotionals, even when I don't feel like it, even when I feel frustrated. And I journal that to God, like, hey, this is a lot. So just like those things. And I don't, like, I didn't really stop per se, but because I still was appearing on podcasts and talking to people and things. Like there's one platform in particular, the day after my daddy died, right? It was a platform called Carrying Your Way. And they allowed, there was a caregiver and they listened to your story. So there are people that was, they actually trained to be a listener. And then we got to be the storyteller to tell our story. So that was really therapeutic, just to have that moment right after. And they were like, wow, you're here the day after? Wow. And then the day before my daddy passed, I did a podcast. And, you know, because, you know, they want you to go view. I don't know if people know this, but they want you to go view the person before you view the person to make sure you like how they look. And I was like, baby, I already saw him that day when he died. I don't need to see him then and then. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna do my podcast. And the lady was like, because I told her, because I don't want it to be like this big shock in the middle of the episode. So I told her, and she was like, are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, girl, this is therapeutic. So, you know, we did it and it was great. And so that was the Firestarters podcast. That was a really good podcast. And so yeah, like I just been like still being a guest, still talking about it, you know, doing my best to just hang out with family all month. I've been pretty much hanging out with family and friends and things. So all of that, community, God, therapy.
In that order.
Yeah.
And that's important because you have community. A lot of people don't have community. We have family. But some are just entitled only. They don't show up. And, you know, most of all, God. And that is one of the greatest pieces of the puzzle to have because you can be vulnerable, and that is a safe space. And you can say, some people think that you got to be so perfect, like you got to go to God in a long skirt to your ankles,
right?
You got to talk to him like, you know, you're highly educated. You could tell him, God, I'm struggling. Like, I'm frustrated. Like, this right here is not for the week. And I don't know why you got me on the strongest soldiers list,
but okay, you need to take me on.
Like, okay, because this is not what I signed up for. And if this is what you signed me up for, then you're going to have to prepare me, because, baby, let me tell you, this ain't it. Like, this ain't it.
But let me tell you, though, how deep it was. Like, the deepest part, right? I literally was supposed to be born on October 9th. I was born on September 20th, and he died on October 9th. Wow. So that was the deep part. And then it was just all this other stuff. Like, I was like, yo, I paid dividends. I realized how much I paid dividends with my Bible study time. I feel like I was acting like a theologian out here. That's how much I was in these different Bible plans and just really immersing myself in it, like almost taking a bath in the word, because it was like, I know what's coming. I don't know how or when, but something is coming and I better stay here. And, you know, it was so weird, because I was like, you know what? That probably was half the battle, because otherwise I think I would have just been in a fetal position for this last month.
Yeah.
So, and if it wasn't for my mom, I think we have each other. That's a blessing. Yeah. But everybody don't have somebody, you know. And we had a lot of beautiful family members that showed up for us and really, really showed up and were great, and they helped us and they rallied around us during that time. And yeah, I just think that people need to know that, okay, don't just be there that time though. Keep showing up, keep checking on people. Like, most out. Not just that week, you know, not just that day, but keep checking. Random. And like on the anniversaries and stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
All those milestones. So that's what I try to do too. When I know people, like, oh, take note of those times, because you never know when somebody's really feeling bad, because they might not tell you.
Right.
I'd be like, hey, oh, it's that time. All right, let me text them. Let me call something.
Yeah, that's true. So I want you to take this time to encourage people and educate people on the importance of what being a light is, right? Especially in like a dark time, and how important it is to still gravitate and hold on to that light that's in you, because if you pull on that dark side, that one, because I feel like in life, you know how back in the day we used to watch those 90s shows and they had the devil on one side and the angel on the other side. When you go through things, it's easy to gravitate to the negative. It's so much harder to gravitate to the positive. So just tell the people, you know, motivate the people, encourage the people, educate the people on how important it is to hold on to the positivity, hold on to the lightness, the God side of things, because life is going to get heavy. The Bible says that the weapons will form, but they won't prosper. And that's a mental thing. And we have to remember that. And that's important, because when they're forming, oh, they feel like they're going to prosper. They feel like they're going to prosper real bad. Yeah. But if you are not geared up, if you are not armored up, like you prepped yourself, so you didn't allow those things to prosper. They formed, but you didn't let them take you over. So just let the people know how important it is to just, you know, prepare yourself for these moments and continue to be a light in the midst of a dark space.
Yeah, so people, let me tell you, every moment is not going to be sunshine and rainbows out here, especially in this journey of grief. But if you can reach out to somebody else and, you know, share a kind word, be encouraging, check on them, it means more than you will ever know, because you're taking that focus off of yourself. And as Joyce Meyer says, you're reaching out more than you're reaching in, because when we focus on ourselves too much, that's when we really stay in that dark place. But when you know, try to talk to people like, hey, I'm having a rough moment, or just say, you know, or just encourage people, like, you got to be transparent about whatever it is you're going through. So reach out, and you just never know, because like they can encourage you. You can encourage them. And like, we need to just really rally around each other, see each other, take the time to know each other, make sure that we're loving people well, we're hearing people, and not just what they say, but what's underneath the surface. What is that body language saying, right? And like, just the silence. Sometimes you'll have the silence and those lapses in communication, but hey, let's take the initiative and say, hey, I haven't heard from them in a while. Let me reach out, especially if they're on your mind a lot. And sometimes we don't want to pay attention to that, but we have to, because you don't know what that reason that God's putting them on your mind. So just take the time to reach out to somebody, be a point of light, and just really show up, because you never know what that taking that moment to show up could do for somebody. Because, you know, sometimes people come back and tell you, but sometimes you never really know on this side of heaven. But the whole point is not to do it with expectations, but just do it because it's the right thing to do. And that's your heart and that's your motive, because you want to just be that for somebody, you know, and it makes a difference. It really does.
I appreciate you for coming on and just, you know, telling us a little bit about your transition and your story and being so transparent and vulnerable, because topics like this need to be talked about. You know, a lot of these issues that we go through in life, they get swept under the rug and people don't really pull on or pull in, you know, when times get rough. So having these episodes is definitely going to be the catalyst to help someone else who is going through the grieving process. And I did an episode about it because there was different stages. I didn't even know it was different stages of grief. But my episode was about grieving people that I thought I was going to have forever with. And that was friendships. So that's a whole nother.
Baby.
So I appreciate you for coming on and, you know, just being a guest on the platform. And hopefully, you know, we can have another conversation soon.
That would be great.
Okay, cool. So you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you just take in everything that was said today and understand the importance of being and building community, because it is important to heal. And it is important to grow, and it's important to do things with other people. They say hurt people, but heal people also heal people. So it's time for us healed people to heal other people and to also show other people how to heal other people. So we have to be the change that we want to see. And as always, I want you guys to know that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next episode, you guys, talk.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at Shira Renee 510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.